in America, a special English program about famous Americans of the past. Today, Harry Monroe and Kay Gallant tell the story of dancer and movie star Fred Astaire.
The year is 1932. The United States is suffering the greatest economic depression in its history. Jobs are hard to find. One young man is attempting to get a job dancing in the movies. Earlier, he and his sister had made a short film showing how they danced and sang. A motion picture company official watches the film. He writes this about the young man. Can't act, can't sing, slightly bald, can dance a little. Even with this poor report, the young man still gets a job in the movies. And in time, his acting, singing, and dancing changed the American motion picture musical. His name was Fred Astaire.
I wanna be free as any bird can be. Yes, sirree. Gonna leave my footsteps on the sands of time. If I never leave a dime, a dancing man with footsteps on the sands of rhythm and rhyme.
Fred Astaire was born in the middle western city of Omaha, Nebraska, in 1899. He was the second child of an Austrian beer maker, Frederick Austerlitz, and his wife, Anne Galeas Austerlitz. Fred and his sister Adele learned to dance when they were very young. Their mother took them to New York to study dance. They performed in their first professional show when Fred was 10 years old and Adele was 12. Later, as teenagers, the two danced in many shows throughout the United States. Their first big success was on Broadway in 1917. One critic wrote that Fred danced as if he had no bones.
The Astaires, as they were known, quickly became Broadway stars. During the 1920s, they sang and danced in 11 different shows. They also performed in England. In 1932, Adele Astaire married a British man and stopped performing. Critics had always considered her a better dancer than her brother. But Fred did not give up. He would go on alone in the movies. Many years later, in the film The Bandwagon, he played a man in a similar situation.
I'll try to apply myself and teach my heart how to sing. I'll go my way by myself, like a bird on the wing. I'll face the unknown. I'll build a world of my own. No one knows better than I myself. I'm by myself.
One of Fred's first films was called Flying Down to Rio. It was in this movie that he first danced with a young woman named Ginger Rogers. Fred and Ginger were not the stars of the picture, but when they danced this dance, the carioca, everyone knew that something important was happening in the world of movie dancing.
Now that you've done the carioca, you'll never care to do the polka. And then you realize the blue hula and bambula are through. Tomorrow morning you'll discover you're just a karaoke lover. And when you dance it with each new love, there'll be true love just for you. You will dream of the new karaoke. Its theme is a kiss and a sigh. Oh yes, you'll dream of the new karaoke. When music and lights are gone and we're saying goodbye.
Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers made 9 movies together. Their dancing was considered, and still is considered, the best ballroom dancing in the world. Dance critic Arlene Croce wrote, "Astaire and Rogers became the most popular team the movies have ever known. Their dancing was a vehicle of serious emotion between a man and a woman. It never happened in the movies again." Many great American songwriters wanted to write songs for Fred and Ginger. Among them were Jerome Kern, Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, and George and Ira Gershwin. They liked the way Fred sang a song. He did it simply, with respect for the words. One of these songs was Cole Porter's Night and Day. Fred sang it to Ginger in the movie The Gay Divorcee.
Day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night. Night and day.
Fred Astaire made 40 other films. In addition to Ginger Rogers, he danced with many other talented women: Rita Hayworth, Eleanor Powell, Judy Garland, Sid Charisse, Leslie Caron. Fred also danced alone in some very unusual places. He danced up walls and on the ceiling in the film Royal Wedding. He danced on rooftops in The Belle of New York. He danced on roller skates in Shall We Dance? And he danced with firecrackers exploding at his feet in Holiday Inn.
Fred Astaire made all this look easy, but it was not. Critics have said his technical skill was the greatest in the history of the movie musical. He said, "Dancing is a sweat job. You cannot just sit down and do it. You have to get up on your feet. It takes time to get a dance right, to create something memorable. I always try to get to know my dance so well that I do not have to think what comes next. Everything should fall into line, and then I know I have got control of the floor.
Before each movie was filmed, Fred Astaire and his partner worked for as many as 6 weeks to plan each step and movement. He also planned how the cameras would photograph them, so that as much dancing as possible could be filmed at one time. Earlier, movie directors had photographed dancers showing one part of their body at a time as they danced. Fred would not permit this. He wanted moviegoers to see his whole body at all times, and he would not permit any camera tricks to make his dancing appear smoother or faster than it was. In 1949, Fred Astaire won a special award for his film work from America's Motion Picture Academy. He also won awards from the television industry for a number of his television programs.
Fred stopped dancing in 1970. He was more than 70 years old at the time. He said a dancer could not continue dancing forever. He said he did not want to disappoint anyone, even himself. He danced again in public only once after that. It was with another great male dancer, Gene Kelly, in the movie That's Entertainment, Part 2. Fred did not always appear as a dancing man. He had a dramatic part in the movie On the Beach in 1959, and he starred in a non-dancing television series called It Takes a Thief.
Fred Astaire and his first wife, Phyllis, raised 3 children. Phyllis died in 1954. 25 years later, Fred married racehorse rider Robin Smith. Fred Astaire died on June 22, 1987. He was 88 years old. He was called the greatest dancer in the world. His dancing was called perfect, and moviegoers everywhere will remember him as a great performer whose work will live forever in his films.
I wanna be a dancing man while I can. Gonna leave my footsteps on the sands of time. If I never leave a dime, never be a millionaire. I don't care.
You have been listening to People in America, a program in special English on the Voice of America. This program was written by Nancy Steinbach. Kay Gallant and Harry Monroe were the narrators. I'm Shirley Griffith.